Eli, how was the communication from the sideline and you know, the play calling and all that in the first game?
Yeah, I thought all went well. I thought we got the plays were coming in. I thought we did a good job at the line of scrimmage, making checks and making calls and getting to the right plays. Everybody on the same page. So I thought all those things went well. We got to get better in some areas and improvements, but. Watching the first game film will be great to study and to learn from and make corrections. It's always at a different speed, a different pace when you get into a real game rather than the practice is what we've been doing these last few weeks.
I would imagine you were thankful to get that third seed and leave on a good
day. Yeah, I think it was big for our offense to get something going, get a few first downs, get in a good rhythm, get some completions, and get that scoring drive was good. So I'm glad we had that that one last opportunity to get something going there.
How much did it feel like more comfortable as you went along? Did you, after the first and second drive, did it sort of come maybe a little bit easier? Or did you...
I mean, I thought we had a good feel for what was going on, I think for the quarterback, I think you just got to get comfortable back in the pocket and knowing that hey. It's a real rush, and you got a real movement, and these guys are gonna hit you. And so you have a lot of practice between OTAs and mini camps and training camp where you don't get hit and don't get it's not as live as it may be for the other guys. So just get used to working moving in the pocket, finding lanes, buying time, and trying to make smart decisions.
What did the running game show you on the third drive specifically?
Yeah, I thought we ran the ball really well on that drive. Had a couple big runs. We got outside the box, and Andre had some nice runs. So it was good. It was good to get the running game going and get that offense line firing off, and that always helps out the whole offense. Well, yeah, I mean, I probably had a bad pocket movement. I should have more stepped up into the pocket rather than spin out, and those are things you just got to get. Get back comfortable doing and just also protect the ball. I thought I had a pretty good grip on it, but the guy just, I got to make sure I have two hands on it and make sure I can't fumble in that situation and get them good field position.
You did that later, the next series, stepped up to the pocket of the journey.
Right, yeah, stepped up. So, probably what I should have done the first time, and I don't know if I would have been able to make something happen, but it would have been a better decision than what I did. So yeah, that's something that, you just got to try to these preseason games, that's where it's important, I think, for the quarterback, just getting pocket awareness because it's hard to simulate it in practice because it's just a different feeling.
Eli, how much of a benefit is it having a guy like Rashad?
Yeah, I think that'll help out our offense. And, hit him on a couple passes today, hit him on a screen, and he catches the ball very naturally out of the backfield, so that'll be a big part. Or a part of our offense where you can get him in good matchups and have him win some one-on-one battles.
Eli, just the whole weekend experience out here yesterday, watching Michael go in, and you guys had a moment with him or two moments with him before the game.
Yeah, it's been a fun weekend, and it really hit me this past week how special it is to have a teammate go into the Football Hall of Fame. That's not something that happens very often, and so very very excited for Michael, and he was a great teammate and a great friend of mine when we had those 4 years of playing together, and so he's still a good friend and happy to kind of go through this with him a little bit and to see him out today and have him break down the team one last time and give us do his traditional move with the stomp, and so that was fun. And I know a lot of guys haven't gotten the opportunity to witness that. Me and Diassi and Matthias are the only guys on this team that have ever seen that in person. And so I think I'm glad he got to do it one last time, and also let some of these new teammates get to hear him talk and do his thing. That was special. I didn't expect that, but. It was special that he mentioned me and talked about me and made a point. So I think that's the neat thing about winning championships with those guys. You have a special bond forever, and it's not just me and Michael Strahan. It's me and all those all those guys that are part of that, those teams and those championships. It is a special bond and a special memory that you always have with each other.
You know, any of that was time. Not going to be your last time here, obviously, Peyton. Have you ever allowed yourself to think about a goal like this individually to maybe one day be here?
No, I think you start thinking about individual goals or awards when you're done playing. Right now, my focus is on this year and this team and trying to get better.
Did you know Michael was going to talk? Was going to, you know, bring you up, and or was that still just sort of an impromptu?
No,
I seemed to play along with it pretty good.
Well, no, I didn't know. I didn't know what if he was going to bring me up or not. So I was just going along with what he was saying and trying to have a little fun with it.
All right.